Okay. Purim, what year it is. Purim Tav Shin Bet, the last year. Shoshanas Yaakov, Sahala V'Sameicha V'Rosam Yachat Cheles Mordechai. So we all know that this is the piyut that we say after the Megillah at night. Shoshanas Yaakov, that the flower of Yaakov. The rose of Yaakov, Sahala V'Sameicha. Succeeding is happy. V'Rosam. When are they happy? When is Yaakov happy? When they see together the Tcheles of Mordechai. When they see the Tcheles, the blue, the sign of royalty. Tcheles is nothing about the Tcheles of Tcheles Sittis, but the sign of royalty on Mordechai. They're happy when they see the sign of royalty on Mordechai. Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
It's very funny. You would think that they were happy about the Yeshua, about the salvation that happened. What does it mean that they were happy when they saw the Levush and Malchus and Mordechai? Then they're happy? Right? It says, and then we say Yeshua Samaisal and Netzach Visik Vasam Mechol Dor Vador, and the Yeshua was net forever, and their hopes were forever. It seems like the Iker Simcha was a Tcheles of Mordechai, but what? No, the Iker Simcha is on the Yeshua. What's this Tcheles Mordechai that they're so happy about? Avol Pasuk Omer Tefila LeAni Kiato for the Fnai Hashem Mishpoch Sicho Tefila LeAni. Tefillah of the poor man, Kiyatov, Yatov is that he covers himself, he surrounds himself with, and he goes in front of Hashem, right, the Satef B'Tzitzis, and he goes and pours out his heart in front of Hashem. Kikishaboyim Yisurim Ma'atim Ala Adam. When Yisurim, small Yisurim happen on a person, Chas V'Chalila, as Yachal Astirim B'Kibur, he can hold it inside of him, it doesn't totally enwrap him. This Yisurim, you know, he'll get it over, it's difficult times. Neshem K'tanim Yimenu V'Makif Otam. They're K'tanim Yimenu, the small of Umakif Otam, and he is able to surround the pain. Meaning the pain is a part, and he's bigger than the pain. He's going to control the pain. Ukishim Israbim Yosek, Kvar Eno Yochalas Theorem, but when the pain gets stronger and suffering gets more difficult, he can't hide it anymore. Rak Mukhuk Legalos, some Dibur, Bibichir, Bitsaka. You have to let it out with Dibur, Bichir, and Tsaka, as we saw yesterday, the Indian from Rabbi Weiss. That crying over a tragedy is only a sign of being healthy. If one does not cry, one does not feel, and one does not feel, one does not cry. Crying is a healthiness. To talk about it is healthy. Because the man can't handle it. He can't keep it inside of himself anymore. So he has to let it out. He has to express it because he is not being makif his pain. He's not surrounding the pain. Rather, the pain is surrounding him. The pain is makif him. The pain surrounds him. And he's totally ma'utaf behem. Totally enwrapped in the Mimchinus of Yaakov Rosh Hutla. Tefila La'ani Kiyatov. It's Atzo by Anir Tzaris. His whole Atzmius. The Ani is Yaatov. L'chein, but L'chein, and therefore L'fnei Hashem Yishpoch Sicha. Sheshofech is Kol Atzmo, U'kamo Shom B'Mizmor, Keili, Keili, Lama Azavtani. Kamayim Nishpachti, and he starts asking Hashem, he shofes Atzmo. The pain is so great that he cannot handle. The pain is so great and he cannot handle it. And he has to scream out, Keili, Keili, Lama Zaftani, like, Kamayim Nishpachti, I've broken like Mayim, V'chein Lahefech. And so too is true the opposite. So there's two levels of pains. There's the pain of that the person's makif is pain, and he's been able to control his pain and work with his pain and hide his pain to a certain extent. And then where the pain is makif the person, where it's too painful and the person is he has to cry about it, he has to express it, he can't hide it inside of him, he can't control it inside of him. And it's also the opposite, because Hashem was Eli Yishua Yeshua Ketana, sometimes we have a Yeshua Ketana Kefitzer Chiyosav, according to the needs of the person, as umakif as a Yeshua Shabba alone. He's makif, he has the Yeshua, and then you have the person being makif the Yeshua. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes in and he totally helps him beyond any expectations, beyond any words of tefillah, beyond any words of help, then as the Yeshua mekefet oto, then the Yeshua is makif him. The Yeshua takes himself, the Yeshua, his salvation totally is makif him. Kmo shenem al-chodesh Nisan, Yeshua is bo mekifos. Like we say in the Yotzos, in the Parshas Chodesh, the Yeshua of Nisan is mekifotas. It we're wrapped with the Yeshua's. So the two levels of pain is also shy to the two levels of Yeshua. The Baal Tanya talks about this all the time. That there's or pnimi and there's or makif. There's two types of ors. Or pnimi, who or katan shechola akli lesova. And or pnimi is something that we can handle, that we can internalize the or pnimi. We can understand the or pnimi. We understand how to handle the or pnimi. We know how to live from the or pnimi. But or makif, who or ram she'ein akli yechola lesova. It's an or makif. It's makifas. But we can't grab it and we can't internalize it. It's surrounding us and we can't just internalize it. We can't just bring it into ourselves. That's a very, obviously, it's very, 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 very simplified. If anybody wants to see a more in-depth understanding of Or Pnimin or Makif, the Chassidus Mevueres on both Mu'adim, I think it's on Mu'adim Aleph. It could be also Mu'adim, but in the back they have all these ideas within Chassidus and Or Makif or Pnimi. If you want to read that, I have it at home. If anybody wants me to bring it in, the Yotze Makif Osam Bechutz, Hebrew. Very, very simple. The Yotze Makif Osam Bechutz. It takes him over from Bechutz. V'chol Yeshuas Aydeh Sviros Hashem Mashpiel Lanu Kenoda. And all the Yeshuas Al Sviros Hashem is Mashpias. Chenki Hashem Shalnech LeIsh Yeshua Al Yedei Eze Sfira. Imrak Bechinas Or Pnimi. When Hashem sends the Yeshua through the Sfira, through Hashem's influence, if it's Or Pnimi Shel Asfir Meir Lo As Agam Shel Or Pnimi Shel Asfir Gdoa Harbe Gam Maod Makif Shel Aish. Mikol Makom. Because it comes from a specific light, it's an or pnimi, and the person realizes how great it is, and he sees that it's makif him. It sees that it's surrounding him, this or. However, it's still an or prati. He still can put his hand on this Yeshua that Hashem gave him. I needed a job, and Hashem gave me a job. Whatever it is, that's a giant Yeshua. But he can still understand the Yeshua. L'chein gamlo Yeshua rak b'chinas pnima nitan. But it was only given to the needs. He's talking on two levels now, by the way. He's talking on a very physical level. I needed a job, and I got a job. I needed this. I needed an extra 2,000 shekel this month, and Hashem found a way to get 2,000 shekel a month. And he's also talking on a spiritual level of what light of Hashem we can handle inside, what Hashem we can't handle. He's talking on two levels now when he's talking. Or makif, but it's not true. When an or makif shall a sphere, but when the makif of the sphere comes, then woe as gamlo Yeshua Rabba b'toch makif Yosef Habim for Yisorach lo nitin. He just can't believe. He can't even internalize. He can't make it. He can't even bring in. He can't even fathom this Yeshua that Hashem brought for him. In Chanukah, it's a perfect example. It was a Yeshua. It was I think the Rizal calls it a feminine Yeshua. Where we needed a Yeshua and we got out of the Yeshua. We got our needs. Am Yisrael was about to be destroyed. Chashmonaim, there's all the nays, and we stood up. But they didn't take over the whole land. You know, the Chashmonaim, you know, within 100 years, they were like totally corrupt and finished off. So it wasn't like a giant Yeshua. We survived. It was about survival in Chanukah. Masha Ein Kein B'Purim, which is not so by Purim. Shei Be'eretz Amamin. It was in a strange land of the nations. Akati of the Achashverosh Anan. Mikomakom lo bilvad shetzer chasem nismalu v'lahargo osam. So even though that in the end, we do say that we're still slaves of Achashverosh in the end, we still, Hashem didn't bring us a Yeshua that, oh, we're about to be killed, and we weren't killed. Rak od v'na'afoch v'asher yishlo to Yehudim heima b'sonem. V'yog v'em kamu revavos. That there was a giant Yeshua that this army that was trying to destroy the Jews all fell down. V'na'afochu, that was on the bottom, was on top. Everything changed around. And that's V'hu de'isa v'paradis dor makif inchum kam sholet. V'chei mutu likanis b'talas katam v'titzas l'beis akizeh. And we have a concept that is, Purim is the or makif. Where it's the Yeshua v'na'afochu that, whoa! It's not like, oh, Hashem, you know, Haman's trying to destroy us, please batal the gzer. Okay, the gzer is mevatal. Something happened, Haman tasted something poisonous, and he died and finished. No, the whole story was a turn of an apoch, the whole story was a turn. That's or makif. It's a Yeshua that we can't even fathom, that we can't even internalize. It's beyond everything that turns around, memucha and Haman, everything turns around. And we know that makif, there can't be anything. There can't be any pgam in a or makif. He says for them, a talis katan and titzis is an or makif. By the way, so or like lesatif and titzis, we're allowed to walk them in the bathroom because the or makif doesn't get the pgam of the bathroom. Because the klipas of the Beit HaKisei are not nechas, but talis katan v'titzis, shem b'chinas or makif, because they're b'chinas the or makif. We also say that sukkah is also that's why people have the minhag of tishrei lulav v'nesrog in the sukkah, because lulav v'nesrog is the or pnimi, and the sukkah is the or makif. And to have both. V'chein b'nei Chanukah shaya b'eretz Yisrael, b'nei Sefer Nishkayim, hayru'uim yosel Yeshua. Really, in the times of Hanukkah, they could have had more of a Yeshua, but the Yeshua was only according to their needs. They really weren't ready to Geula there. In Hanukkah, they were ready to Geula, but Purim, there's already a kitchuk against Am Yisrael, the Gzar Din against them. I mean, this is not the Jews weren't doing so well. They were taking part of the party of Achashverosh. Hutzucha Yeshua Lavum or Makif. We couldn't have the Or Pnimi here. We needed the Or Makif because we needed something that was irrational light that's going to come and save us. The Or Pnimi is only rational. You deserve it. It shouldn't be that the Beis HaMikdash is defiled and destroys. It shouldn't be that the Tzaddik of the Chashmarim should lose against the Romans. Okay, Or Pnimi, so we understand the Yeshua. Here we don't understand the Yeshua. We didn't deserve anything. Shame Kam V'Katshik Shob, but the Or Makif comes. There's no pkam. The Or Makif is above all pkam of Am Yisrael. V'ayidezer Yisrael Yeshua Yotzim Tzarchem, and therefore the Yeshua is greater than them. The Yeshua is greater than their needs. V'zeh Shoshanas Yaakov Tzal Tzamecha Berosim Yachat Tchelis Mordechai. That's what it means. That's the Shoshanas Yaakov. When were they happy? When they saw the Tchelis Mordechai. Shekasher Ro Shigam Bepol Neslavish Bebigdei Yesha. It's not only that Haman was destroyed. It's that Mordechai, who was oppressed by Haman, who Haman wanted to kill. The most that Haman wanted to kill was Mordechai. That all of a sudden Mordechai is walking around with the big day Yasha, have Venus Bibchinus or Makif by Yeshua. They understood that this Yeshua came to or a makif. It wasn't just an or according to their needs. It was an or a makif. It was a total change around. It was a total revolution of a Yeshua. Shavinu Chuasim, and therefore they understood, oh, it's or makif. Chuasim tiela netzach v'sikvasim hold over there, that this Chua is for eternity, and there's always going to be a hope. Why? Because even now, we're not worthy for Yeshua. And therefore, we're not Zoha to Or Pnimi. But there's an Or HaMakif, a greater, greater light that's irrational, something that we're not deserving of. That Shem brings down the Or HaMakif. Say, oh, for future generations, whether a generation is going to be deserving, whether a generation is not going to be deserving, Yeshua Mipurim Chol Dor Yisrael, that the Or HaMakif of Purim will be there for eternity and of every generation of the Jewish people. Once the Or HaMakif came down to Purim, it could be done again for all the generations. That's Shua Samar Yisrael and Netzach. They knew that this is eternity because the Or HaMakif came in. Even if they're sinning the Jewish people and they're not worthy to be, the Or HaMakif is in the world to save the Jewish people. They live through the Son of Purim. Right.
Exactly. Kevin Shas Bepur Maisa Yeshua Mimchinas or Makif Shain Sholit Pkam the Kitchig Rak Pamidim Shechas. And therefore there's no Pkam in that. That's why when they're singing non Jewish music at the Chagigah, there's no Pkam. There's no Pkam. Everything is the Or Makif on Purim. The eating and the drinking and the everything is Or Makif, going to Friendsgiving, Mishloach Manot. Everything is the Or Makif.